It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Kautz bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
With that, we welcome you back to the Bell Family Arena here on the campus of Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedict and Ravens are being hosted by the Mid-America University Pioneers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and our engineer, back in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, court-sided. PA announcer, he's getting set to introduce the starters. Let me introduce them to you. First of all, for the Pioneers and longtime head coach Rocky Lamar, they are going to be starting Cameron Brady. He's a 6 foot, 7 inch senior from Salt Lake City, Utah. It's going to be Trey Brown, a 5 foot, 11 inch senior from Topeka, Kansas, coming here out of Missouri Western. You're going to find Drew Smith from Southern Arkansas. Drew Smith, a 6 foot, 2 inch senior. Then you'll see Anthony Brown out of Olathe, Kansas. Hometown guy, 6 foot, 5 inch junior. Rounding it out for the Pioneers tonight is going to be Pedro Lopes. He is a 6 foot, 7 inch senior from Northeast Oklahoma, out of Brazil. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, Benedictine is going to be mixing it up a little bit tonight, starting Chris Jackson, the 6'2", senior from Dayton Dunbar High School. You'll find Jaden Bristol out of St. Joe Central, a 6 foot senior. It will be Matt Austin out of St. Joe. He is a 6 foot senior. You've got Jaden Timmy. He's a 6'6 senior from Creighton Prep in Omaha. Rounding it out, you'll find Eric Cruz for the Ravens, a Vianney guy. Eric is a senior. He is 6 foot, 7 inches tall. Benedict into the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Mid-America in the home whites with black and red. Final time, probably, that Benedictine is going to face a Mid-America team head coached by Rocky Lamar. He started in 1986. Remember when he began? We were over in Land Gym, clear across the campus, up on the north side. And the students were banging on the tin walls. Some things have changed, some have not. Rocky does not change, and he's here tonight. Benedictine has taken the opening tip-off, and we are underway here in this game. Here's Chris Jackson out on top. E. Cruz is three wide left, and a rebound is going to be hauled down by Cameron Brady. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers down court. Shot is going to be up. Missed. Follow shot up good. For the Pioneers, the first bucket of the ball game belongs to Pedro Lopes, and he will make it 2-0. Mid-America with the early lead. We're at 19-20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine out on top. Cruz will go to the right side. Timmy backs in. Rotate slip. Shot is up and too soft. Rebound pulled down. Mid-America. Drew Smith will bring it up the floor. Lob it off behind him. Out on top. It's going to go to Trey. Rebound into the right side to Drew. Looking in. No room there. Cameron Brady will rotate it back out on top. We're a minute into the game. It's a 2-0 Mid-America lead. Back over to the right side is going to be Brady. Hands it over to Trey. Brown pulls up. Three. And air ball wide left. Rebound saved in by Matt Austin. Here comes Benedictine. Matt coming down the court with it for BC. Rolls it down the right side. Little crossover dribble in front of the Pioneer bench to Timmy. Back over to the left to Chris. Jackson will drive it over to the right. Start into the lane. Dump it off down low. Cruz has it. Backs in off the right side. And BC will bring it back out on top. A dozen on the shot clock. Bristol with it to Cruz. Having trouble handling the ball. Gets it back. Shot clock at five. Here's Chris Jackson. Chris will drive, pull up, a shot, air ball, rebound. Mid-American Benedictine did not get a look at the rim. Very, very good Mid-American defense on that possession. Still 2-0 Pioneers with 18-16 to go in the opening half here in Olathe, Kansas. Mid-America will work the ball into the forecourt for the Ravens. After tonight, there are three games remaining. We'll be at home with them, of course, on Saturday with Baker. And then a road game next Wednesday, and rounding it out back again on the with a home game with him on the road at Park for the final game. Shots up missing. Benedictine with a rebound. We're 2 minutes into the game, and still a 2-0 Pioneer lead. Timmy with the ball over to the right side. Chris Jackson knifes into the lane. Little behind-the-head layup is up and missing. Here's a baseball pass to the other end of the court. Beautifully caught, and easy up and in. The bucket is up and good by Anthony, and it is now 4-0 Pioneers. 17.5 to go in the opening half. Ravens with a basketball into the left side. Bristol tries to get in the middle of Cruz. His shot is up and missing, and BC struggling in the early going. Mid-America goes the other way. Shot is up, no. Rebound, Austin. Here comes Bristol. BC will race to the other end of the floor. Matt comes out on top. Chris. 3 minutes in. Matt Austin for three. Way short. Rebound at Mid-America. Pioneers bringing it back. Trey Brown down the right side. Trey keeps it up above the circle. Timmy will pick him up on the defensive set. The feed over to the right side of the lane. The little turning layup is up and missing. Rebound tips out. We get a whistle. We got a foul. This is going to let us know. It'll be on Cameron Brady for Mid-America. So Cameron will have his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul by either team. And checking into the Mid-America lineup now is going to be Jake Alexander. He's out of McPherson, Kansas. An old bullpup. 16:40 to go in the first half. Skip pass over to the left side as the Ravens are on offense. Timmy trying to back in. Has the ball stripped out of his hands and going to be knocked away. Take it away on top. Here comes Anthony Brown. Run, shoots, and no. Rebound out of play. And we're going to have a foul on Benedictine. It'll be on Jaden Timmy. For Jaden, it'll be foul number one. 16:25 to play here in this opening half. Benedictine has never really gotten their offense on track yet. 3.5 minutes in. Back it away with a basketball and over to the right side. It's going to come Trey Brown back off on top. Now to Alexander. Kicks it in the middle. Caleb Jones, McCray has the ball. Benedictine is going to have Tyson Caffey come in. Here's a shot missing. Tipped up and in. Knocking it down is going to be Caleb Jones McCrary. And Raymond's finding themselves in a hole early. They're down 6-0. 4 minutes in. BC to the left side. Timmy drives across. kicks it to the edge. Cruz for three. There it is. Eric Cruz from the outside. First point to the ball game for Benedictine, and they'll cut the Mid-America lead in half. 15:40 to go in the opening half. It is now a 6-3. Mid-America advantage. Over to the left side with it is going to be Anthony Brown. Stops at the free throw line. Brings it off on top. Now above the left block. Into the lane. The shot is off the window. Good. Knocking it down. And again, it's two more for Jones McCray. It is now 8-3. Mid-America. We're approaching 5 minutes into the game now. Back over to the right side. Bristol. Jaden cuts in. Look away. Left side. Here's Chris. It's three short. Rebounding it off the floor. Trey Brown. Back up four with it will come up Mid-America. They'll lob it underneath. The dish back to the outside. The set shot three won't drop. And rebound saved in front of the Raven bench by Cameron Brady. Mid-America is going to keep the ball alive. The shot clock's now rolled down to 15. Benedictine will stay with its player defense. The shot off the left block is going to be up and good for two. And that's a couple of points down for Cameron Brady. 10-3, Ravens down 7. It is the largest Mid-America lead. And we're going to get Ahmad and Nysir to check in along with Tyson at the next dead ball. Around to the left side is Matt. He'll pull up. Shot good for two. Matt Austin's first bucket of the game. It is 10-5. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Chris Jackson. He's on the court 1-on-2. Decides that's a bad idea. Feeds it across. Timmy alone for a pair. Jaden Timmy. With the assist by Chris Jackson, and Benedictine was in three, and then the fast break to the other end ends with a Caleb Jones layup. We're going to get a timeout of the court. Let's take a break at 14:09 to go. We're in the opening half in Olathe, Kansas, where it's Mid-America 12, Benedictine 7.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe. Benedictine treading the ball game at 12-7. About 6 minutes in. Joseph at the studio. Tom counts with you here. And Mid-America has come out shooting very, very well. They're 6 of 14 from the floor. Right at 43%. That's not too bad.
Not there. Move it.
Other way. BC with the ball in play. Out on top is going to be nice here. Skipped it underneath to Timmy. He will go up. Got fouled. Coming to the line for two. The shot hung on the back lip of the rim, and it would not go in. The foul is going to be on Mid-America and Caleb Jones-McCrary. It'll be his first and team foul two for Mid-America. Coming to the line for Benedictine is Timmy. Shot up and good. Jaden Timmy, a product of Creighton Prep. One more shot coming his way. The right-hander puts it up off the rim. No. And a rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Anthony Brown. Pioneers into the forecourt. 12-8. Mid-America with the early lead. And 13:40 to go in the first half. Here's a lob underneath. And the layup is going to be up and good. Two more. And right now, I tell you what. Tremendous game for Caleb Jones-McCray. He's a transfer into the program out of KCK. Here's a feed in the middle. Spinning and twisting. Tyson Caffey too soft. And a rebound down to McCray. Here comes Mid-America. Brown over to the right side. Looks into the middle. There's no room there. Comes back up on top. Here's Tony for three. And a rebound is going to be allowed to dribble out of bounds and come back to Benedictine down to the baseline. 13:11 to go. Saxton getting set to check in. Saxton Thuston, the 6'2" senior from St. Joe, Missouri, comes to the scorer's table. And Benedictine is back on offense. Inside 13 to go in the half. Over to the right side. That's going to be Nysir. He'll cut right, dish back. Timmy looks for three. Does it go? Matt, little head fake. He'll pull up from about 18 short. and a rebound cleared down by Trey Brown. Trey will bring it down, dump it over behind his shoulder to Anthony. He will go in, put it up and in, Anthony Brown, two more. Benedictine getting in a little trouble here. They're now down 16-8. And we have 12 and a half to go in the first half. Walking it up the floor and taking his time is Nicer Scott, the senior from Topeka. Nicer dumps right side. He'll head down for the baseline, and we got a 15 foul. We do. It's going to be on Mid-America's Brooks Langerer. So for Brooks, it'll be foul number one. For Mid-America, it'll be team foul three. Brooks Langerer, not far from home here, a 6'3" freshman out of Harrisonville, Missouri. And Benedictine is going to bring Jaden Bristol back in on to the game. 12-14 to go in the half.
Middle guy, knock.
Here's Bristol with a basketball. A little left-hand dribble. Plays off the screen from Saxton. Dumps it over to the left to Nicer. Scott to the free throw line. Behind the back it goes Tyson. Kathy, hook shot, scores. Tyson gets his first bucket of the game. And it is now 16-10. Benedictine trailing a moment ago by 8. That was the largest Mid-America lead of the evening. Pioneers will swing it over to the left side. Nobody steps out. Nobody's really going to challenge out there because they don't think that Anthony Brown is going to take that shot. And a whistle off the basketball and a foul on... Let's see where that foul is going to go. Foul is going to be on... Benedictine. The feet across. And the shot inside is going to be up and good for two more. Tremendous start for Jones. He's got 10 points already. We're 8.5 minutes into the game. Here's Bristol with it up top, side between the circles tonight here. Over to the right, Saxton. In the middle of Tyson, who throws it away. Benedictine with another enforced turnover. The drive down the left side is going to be stripped away and knocked out of bounds by Saxton Houston. 11:15 to go, opening half. And returning to the Mid-America lineup is going to be Pedro Lopes. Pedro is 6'7" out of Brazil. Trey's going to bring it in, and the Pioneers will have it in play in their offensive end with 11:11 to go in the half. They'll swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Jake Alexander with the ball for Mid-America. The feed to the left side of the free throw line. 15-footer is up no good. Rebound Benedictine. Cameron Brady unable to hit that shot. Ravens will run. Quickly down the left side with it is going to be Bristol. Dumps it into the corner. Ahmad Lewis. Bristol with the back out on top. Ravens down 8. Skip pass into traffic. Back over to Ahmad. His 3. Yes. Ahmad Lewis gets his first bucket of the game. And suddenly it's 18-13. Benedictine is back to within 5. We're 10.5 to go in the half. Lobs will have it on the left side, working against the defense in the middle for Benedictine by Tyson Cathy. Let's see what this foul is about. It's going to be on Tyson. Raven team foul 3. Tyson picking up his first. Alexander comes out of the game, and back into the Mid-America lineup comes Drew Smith. Pioneers back on offense. Should be a big emotional night for Mid-America. Senior night here and coach's final home game of his career, retiring. 800 plus wins now for Rocky Lamar. Baseline shot up, missing. Thuston with a rebound, and here comes Bristol. Over to the right side, nice here, into the corner. Ahmad back out on top, around to the left side. Benedictine will go into the corner. Bristol drives inside, stops. Once Kathy tries to get it there, and Tyson doesn't get a hold of the ball, and the Ravens are going to throw it away again. We are a quarter of the way through the game. 18-13, Mid-America here at home in front. Jaden Timmy set to return to the Benedictine lineup, the next dead ball. Next dead ball also, Joseph, will be our media break, so just a little heads up about that. Head fake from deep in the right corner. The one-handed shot is up, and there's an offensive foul. That was a good call. Cameron Brown looked inside. Made a concerted effort to make contact, picks up a second foul, and there is our media time. The under 10 break coming at 9:45 to go in the opening half here in Olathe. Your score, Mid-America 18, Benedictine 13.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Want to own a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Hey, we're in the Bell Family Arena here on the campus of Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas. College basketball this evening, opening game of the night. Mid-America was able to prevail by slim margin. And here in the second game, still a long way to go. 9:45 left in the first half. It is an 18-13 Pioneer lead over the Ravens. Happy to have you along with us here on CARE Radio this evening. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. Sports look tomorrow night. We've got things and stuff. Both. We don't just have one or the other. We got things and stuff to talk about coming up right after the CARE Radio Evening Report. You know, when Brian gets done getting you up to speed with things. So, you know, 5:20-ish, give or take. So we'll be ready to go when he completes his game. The feed to the middle of Saxton. His left-handed shot off the window and good. Thuston for two. Saxton Thuston has his first points of the game, and it's 18-15. Benedictine, with 9:20 to go in the first half, is back to within a possession. Mid-America to the right side. Runner shot. No. Lopps coming down with a rebound. Has it on the left side. Working against Timmy. Trying to back in on him. Brings it back off on top. Alexander's in the game. Jake Alexander feeds to Lopps. He'll go from 13. Rebound. Thuston and... Now Mid-America coming up with a shot for the right side. It is up. It is good for three. Knocking it down, Drew Smith. That was a mistake by Benedictine. Two players, Matt and Saxton, each thought the other had taken it, and they both just kind of let it lay on the floor. And Mid-America picks it up and scores a three. Feed comes underneath out of Timmy. Backs in, changes directions, shoots, and can't hit it. Mid-America rebounding it back down. 8.5 to go in the half. Keep moving along at a relatively brisk pace here in Olathe tonight. Benedictine trailing by a half a dozen. Pass will go over again outside the left block. Lobs, directs a little traffic. Kind of a head nod to Anthony Brown. Pass comes off on top. Alexander's shot way off the mark, and the rebound will carry him out of play, and back it will come to Benedictine. Lobs out of the ball game, and Mid-America is going to bring Caleb Jones-McCrary back in at a KCCC. Rolling down to 8 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine has the basketball, but they trail by a half a dozen. Jaden Timmy will work it around to the left side. Tonight's here. BC dealing against a player defense. And now two Mid-America players collide. One of them is hurt in his sternum. And that was a teammate who ran into Jones-McCrary. And he continues to hold his midsection. I'm not sure if he's all right, but coach does not seem to be troubled by him. And going to leave him out there. BC will inbound it into the backcourt. Matt Austin goes back there, retreats to pick up the ball, and Ravens are going to go back on offense. They trail by a half a dozen with 7:40 to go in the first half. Pass over to the left side. Nice here. Kicks it down low to Timmy. He'll dribble with the right hand. Now they'll run a little bit of a motion. The feed comes inside. Saxton changes directions. Oh, well done, Thuston for two. He elevated, changed hands, and put it in. It is now 21-17. BC back to within four. 7:11 to go in the half. Not a high-scoring game. And now the ball from Brown just went right through the extended hands of Drew Smith. I don't think Drew quite saw that thing coming and took him a little bit by surprise. Ravens back up the floor, down four. Here's Jaden Bristol. A little right-hand dribble. We'll walk it up, cross it to center, the logo. Here on Rocky Lamar Court. Back to the right side. Backing in. No room. It comes over to Bristol. He will put it on its way and in. Jaden Bristol for two. 21-19 at 6:45 to go. Tony Brown with the basketball. Cuts over to the right side. Looks, turns, twists. Rejected by Thuston. Benedictine coming up the floor with an opportunity to tie or to take a lead with 6.5 to play. We're in the first half here in Olathe. Mid-America at home on senior day in the Ravens. See if they can spoil that. Out on top is going to be Austin. Matt, 17-footer. Rebound, Mid-America. Jones McCrary comes down with the basketball, and it'll be Trey Brown up the floor with it. Mid-America clinging to the two-point lead. Over to the left side, Anthony Brown skips it back into the middle of the ball, gets away, loose on the floor, and picked up by Matt. Here comes Austin into the forecourt. Matt directs traffic. Top side, it goes to Bristol. Inside, 6 to go with a half. Benedictine has the ball down to Jaden Bristol. Eases his way over to the right side. Cuts back to the left. Pulls up. The long shot short. Rebound. Got his own board and then was run into. We got a foul on top. And officials going to allow himself to be yelled at by Anthony Brown. Many officials will not allow that, but they're going to let it slide here with 5:42 to play in the opening half. Anthony Brown picks up that foul. And Mid-America is going to make multiple substitutions, as is Benedictine. We're going to get Chris Jackson back into the game. Also returning will be Eric Cruz. You're out there with Austin, Bristol, and Thuston. 5.5 to go in the half. BC with the basketball down two. Comes out on top to Matt. Austin goes left side. Saxton over to Chris Jackson. Back it'll come Saxton. He doesn't shoot the three much and puts it in. The Ravens go in front, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with Coach Moody. We're down to 5:22 to go in the opening half here in Olathe. Ravens 22, Mid-America 21.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Happy to have you back with us here in Olathe, Kansas. Second game of the night. And we're 5:22 to go in the opening half of the boys game. 22-21. The Ravens have come from as many as 8 points behind this evening to take their first lead today. Joseph at the studio, Tom Council here. Great to be with you. Mid-America coming out on the floor. See who they got out there. I've got Cameron Brady and Trey Brown, Jake Alexander, Caleb Jones, McCreary, and Anthony Brown. Benedictine with Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol, Pat Austin, Eric Cruz, Saxton Thuston. Are you Raven 5? And we are back to play. Walking up court with it, Trey Brown. Trey will take his time, slow up in front of Bristol. Benedict into the player defense. Back over to the right side to Brady. Brady dumps it to Alexander. Down to the right block shot. Blocked again by Thuston. Picked up by Brady. He'll turn the shot up and good. Cameron Brady with his fourth point, and Mid-America's back in front at 23-22. We go inside 5 minutes of play in the opening half now. Skip pass over to the left side to Chris. Jackson dribbles toward the top. Looks inside. Nothing there. Goes to Austin. Back out to Chris. Look away past Matt. It's three. Buries it. Matt Austin from outside. And the baseball pass to the other end of the court. It's up and in. And Benedict does not get back on defense. An easy two for Brady. We are tied at 25. Here's a three for Matt. There's another one, and he may be on tonight. 28-25, Benedictine by three. Here's a shot for Brown on the left side. It's up and good, and now these teams are just trading blows out on top. 28-28, and we're 4 minutes to go in the half. Bristol up court, off the screen, drives right. Backs away, looks in for Cruz. Scoop pass to him. Eric comes off on top. Matt, back over to the left side. Saxton. Bunny hops, goes in. Offensive foul called on Thuston. My goodness. So Thuston will be whistled for the offensive foul. It'll be his first to the ball game. And for Benedictine, that is only team foul four so far this evening. 3:47 to go in a tie ball game, opening half. Mid-America will walk it up the floor. Trey Brown takes a long look over to the near side. Checks in with Coach Lamar. Lobs it to the free throw line. That's going to be Alexander with it. Pushing off, driving in, pushing off. Going to get a foul on E. It is going to be a foul on Eric Cruz. It'll be his first of the evening. Saxton coming out of the ball game and back into the lineup for the Ravens is going to come Jaden Timmy. Mid-Brand, come on, bring it in. Tied at 28. Trey Brown has it up top side, working against Jaden Bristol. Skips it over to the right. Backing in is going to be Jones McCrary. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Knocked away by Benedictine. Mid-Brand, come on, have it back in. 10 on the shot clock. Caleb Jones McCrary, the biggest guy on the floor, 6'8" or more. Shot clock, you hear the crowd winding it down. Here's Trey Brown. Air ball. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. A lot of hustle down there by Jones McCrary, but unable to rescue it in for his team. And the Ravens are going to be up the floor. 3:11 to go in the half as Jaden Bristol brings it up across at the logo. Bristol glides over to the right side to Matt Austin. Looks underneath, skips it there to Timmy. Backs in, drops a shoulder turn. Shot deflected. Rebound to go back down. Mid-America, shot blocked by Cameron Brady. Here come the Pioneers. Top side with it is going to be Alexander. Over to Trey Brown. And the pass in the middle, stolen by Chris Jackson. Chris did a good job of being extremely aware of the location of Trey Brown, who had snuck and circled back. Wait for Chris to kick it away. Here's a 15-footer. Jackson knocks it down. Chris will have his first point, and it's now 30-28 Benedictine. 2:24 to go, opening half. Game tonight has moved along at a very brisk pace. Pioneers run a little motion. Now the drive to the baseline. The shot is up. It's going to roll around and fall in. Plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. He will be the first Raven player to pick up a second foul tonight. And now we're going to get a return to the floor for Benedictine by Tyson and Kathy. Looking to complete the conventional three-point play, Cameron Brady. He's having a huge half. 8 points. This one is up. It's 9. And Mid-America's back in front. 31-30. Mid-America. And the Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. As we get into the forward court, we're down to 2 minutes to play in the first half. Bristol to Cruz. He'll launch a three. No. And a rebound down to Mid-America. Pioneers to Anthony Brown. His outlet pass too long, too tall, a little too far for Caleb Jones McCrary to pull it back in. And once again, here comes Benedictine. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the half. Ravens down one. Bristol walks up, slides right, goes in, goes up, gets fouled. Can't finish the shot, but he'll get a couple of free throws out of the deal. Foul is going to be on Jones McCrary, his second foul of the game. And Ahmad Lewis coming to the free throw line. He will check in after that first free throw. Bristol for the tie. That's it. 3 points, Jaden Bristol. Matt Austin comes out. Ahmad Lewis comes in. Oh, we're going to get Saxton in for Cruz. So for Benedictine, this is a little offense-defense switch-up here with a minute 47 to go by bringing Lewis and Houston both in. Second free throw for Bristol. Rattles home. He'll get them both. And Benedictine back in front, 32-31. And we're down to a minute 45 left in the first half. Pioneers coming out between the circles. Out on top is Jones and McCrary. Surprised to see him out there still with those couple of fouls. Figure maybe Coach Lamar would want to make sure he didn't accidentally get a third. He's pushing off inside. Here's a shot for Brady at the top. Nope. Long rebound. Tipped around. Mid-America boards it back down. Kick back over to the left side to Jones McCrary. Out on top it goes to Trey. Ground over to the right side. The drive down toward the baseline. Into the middle. The shot up off the rim is good. Knocking it down is going to be Tony Brown. Tony has a half a dozen in it. Mid-America back in front, 33-32. And we've got a minute 10 to go before intermission. Playing off a nice screen, Bristol kicks it over to Houston. Comes back out on top to Jones. Chris in traffic, topside Ahmad. Right side, kick underneath. Tyson goes up, has his stuff rejected and fed to him. Tyson Gaffey squared up, reared back. He was going to throw one down. And a much smaller defender came up and defeated him at the baseline. 52 seconds to go in the half. Now the Ravens are going to make the offense defense switch, taking Ahmad out of the game and putting Matt back in. Inside a minute to go in the half. Ravens are going to have it in play with 9 on the shot clock. Looking in, Bristol. He's doing the inbound. Comes into Matt Austin. Matt across with 8. Drives. Has it stripped out of his hands. Able to pick it back up. Kicks it underneath. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. A hook shot. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Mid-America. 40 seconds to go in the half. A bad position for the Ravens right there. 33-32 Mid-America. Shot clock. Game clock. About 10 seconds apart. So plenty of time. Back over to the right side. It's going to be D'Anthony Brown. He'll drive in, puts a quick first step on, shoots and misses. Bristol with a rebound, and shot clock's off now. Ravens are going to have a final chance to take a lead in the group. 14, 13, 12 seconds left in the half. Bristol has the top side, directing a little traffic. They want to get Tyson to the top for the screen. Bristol will go to the right side. In, up, shoots, scores! Jaden Bristol for 2. Mid-America does not get the shot off, and we've come to intermission. Entertaining back and forth first half of college basketball, and we'll be back to summarize it for you as we go to the break. Benedictine 34, Mid-America 33.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, here we are in the Bell Family Arena on the campus of Mid-America, Nazarene University. Halftime of this men's college basketball game, and it has been entertaining. It has gone back and forth, and the lead has changed hands a number of times. And In the locker room, Benedictine leads by one, 34-33. Joseph's our producer and engineer back at the studio, and I will alert Joseph, and I will alert you, my good listening friends, that halftime may be a little longer, but continue to here on what is senior night, the final home game of the regular season. They continue to recognize players. They recognize between games the basketball, boy and girl teams, seniors. So there was that. And now we are recognizing members of other, I suspect, groups and or organizations. So it's very nice. What is nice is the Ravens have a lead at halftime. It's the slimmest possible one, but leads are leads, 34-33. I'm looking at the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Mid-America, 9 points facing the way for the Pioneers. From Cameron Brady, you got Jones with 10. I missed him. How about that? Caleb Jones-McGrary with 10. Then Cameron Brown, 9. 6 in the first half for Anthony Brown. Not Trey Brown, but Anthony Brown. Polychromatic with that. Trey Brown, 3. And Drew Smith, 3 and 2 for Pedro Lopes. For the Benedictine Ravens, very even scoring. 8 for Matt Austin. 7 for Saxton Thurston. You got Jaden Bristol in there with 6. How about those three guys? How good is that? Jaden Timmy follows them. He and Eric Green and Ahmad Lewis all have 3 apiece. 2 for Chris Jackson, 2 for Tyson Cathy. Looking through the fouls, no big deal, really. Benedictine has one guy with Jaden Timmy. From Mid-America, you got Brown and Jones, each with 2. No one else with more than that. So, that all said, those coaches are working their teams in the locker room at halftime and very anxious to see what the second half has in store. And we're going to bring that to you live right here on Care Radio. That's it. Taking a break. We'll be back with the second half. Halftime scoring to Lisa. Benedictine 34, Mid-America 33. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah. You know, you've been waiting for it. It's halftime.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
It's happening again this Sunday. There's a big football game, and Hundley Liquor is celebrating. On the way to your watch party, stop by Hundley Liquor, pick up your favorite beverages, and check out their giveaways. They've got a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are on the road taking on Mid-America Nazarene University. We'll return to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of minutes. I did want to bring up the Care Country Sports schedule. Tomorrow night, join us for Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Friday evening, we've got high school basketball action from Winchester, Kansas, as JCN is taking on Pleasant Ridge. The scheduled tip-off time for the girls' game is 6 p.m. The scheduled tip-off time for the boys' game is 8 p.m. Saturday, we've got Benedictine College playing host to Baker University. 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Women's Heart of America basketball finals.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at some of the final scores in women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, it was Clark over Peru State, 91-65. Central Methodist beat Evangel, 82-67. Culver Stockton topped Mount Mercy, 65-51. William Penn ladies beat Park, 66-57. In the Baker Missouri Valley game, it was Missouri Valley 65-61. We have a final also in the Benedictine game. Earlier, it was Mid-American Nazarene Ladies 60-Benedictine Lady Ravens 54. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's games in action.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look at some of the men's games in action across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have William Penn leading Park currently with 17 minutes and 24 seconds left in the second. In 16 minutes and 36 seconds left in the second, it is Peru State leading Clark 61-49. At the half, it is Central Methodist 34-25. In the Mount Mercy Culver Stockton game with 15 minutes and 48 seconds left in the second half, it is Mount Mercy 45, Culver Stockton 40. In the Baker Missouri Valley game, just at the beginning of the second, it is Missouri Valley 31, Baker 32. In the Graceland Grandview game, it is all tied up with 14 minutes and 43 seconds at 42 points apiece. In the game that we're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens on top at 34 to Mid-American Nazarenes 33. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your can on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 26. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs level off around 53. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday, mid-50s Friday, low 30s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. From downtown Atchison, we're looking up to North Atchison on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club. We've got a weather station reporting 39.0 degrees Fahrenheit. No winds. The relative humidity sitting at 51%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.00 inches of mercury. The dew point sitting at 22 degrees Fahrenheit. And the wind chill is sitting currently at 39. Taking a look around the area, Leavenworth's checking in at 41. Horton checking in at 40, with St. Joseph, Missouri checking in at 39. We'll be checking back into Tom Kout's courtside in just a moment.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Good to have you back with us here. Bell Family Arena here on the campus of Mid-America. Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's game. Great games between a couple of teams with a tremendous long history. Coming into the game tonight, Mid-America 12-11 overall, 7-6 in the conference. Benedictine 13-10 overall, 7-7 in the conference. And you talk about the conference race is just absolutely craziness. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more as we move on into the second half. Quick look at how the first half shook out. Benedictine ended up shooting 13-28. Mid-America was 15 of 34. So they were both at 45% roughly. Three-point shots, Ravens were 5 of 10. Mid-America was 2 of 8. And Ravens 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Mid-America 1 of 1. Turnovers, Ravens did a great job. Only 5 first half turnovers. Mid-America turned it over 6 times. They were good. Mid-America did not rebound Benedictine by a considerable margin, 22 to 13. And that said, we're ready to go to the second half. Oh, and by the way, for Mid-America, what about Caleb Jones-McCrary? I mentioned he had a great scoring half. Well, yeah, he was 5 of 6 shooting the basketball. And Cameron Brady was 4 of 8. Those two are absolutely playing great basketball. Here's a quick runner, and second half begins with a missed shot by Anthony Brown. And Benedictine coming up the floor with the basketball. Here come the Ravens. Each team with the original starting five out on the court. And Benedictine in the middle. Timmy, couple of head fakes later, goes up and puts it up and in. Ravens extend their lead on the bucket by Jaden and Timmy. It is now 36-33 BC, 19:20 to go in the game. Pioneers with the basketball around to the right side. Mid-America is going from left to right here in the second half. Here's a feed into the middle, and the layup is up and missed. And wave off the shot. Two free throws coming on a Benedictine foul, probably by Cruz. No. Benedictine foul by Matt Austin. So Matt would have collected his first foul of the game. And coming to the free throw line for Mid-America, it's going to be Anthony Brown. Free throw, not so easy. Goes wide to the right side. He's got one more shot coming up here. Anthony Brown from right down the street here. Went to Olathe North High School and Olathe native. Taking his time, eyeing it up. This one is airborne and good. And as an aside, as Anthony will get just one of two free throws there, I got to tell you, I really expected a bigger crowd tonight. I mean, it's a nice up crowd, but it's a half a crowd. It's not a full crowd. And now Cruz unable to get to a basketball, bounce to him down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to turn it over again. And they lead only by two, 36-34. 18:55 to play. Pioneers of the basketball, they'll come out on top. It's going to be Jake Alexander. Skips it into the middle. Oh, that was a great job by Cruz to bat the ball away. It's rolling around on the floor. Benedictine is going to pick it up. Matt Austin with it. Great hustle for the Ravens. Top side, Chris Jackson. Over to the right to Bristol. Bristol kicks it back. Cruz, he'll go three. Short. Long rebound. Pull down Mid-America. Skip pass over to the left. The alley-oop lobbed up and in. Tie game off the bucket by Caleb Jones McCrary. 36-36. 18:15 to go. We're starting over here. Bristol comes out on top to Timmy. Bit of a head fake. Gets his defender off his feet. Feeds it across it. Cruz misses an easy point blank uncontested layup. Just plain missed it. Now here's the feed across, and the layup is going to be up and good on the other end. And Mid-America off the Raven long miss has retaken the lead. The bucket by Jake Alexander. It is now 38-36. Mid-America. BC with the basketball comes out on top. Chris goes over to the right side to Matt. Back out on top to Chris. Gets it to Bristol on the left wing, right in front of the Benedictine bench. Coach Moody and Coach Pierre right to my immediate left. I'm sure you'll be able to hear them frequently during the course of the broadcast. Here's a driving layup, and Bristol is able to put it up and in for Benedictine. Jaden Bristol has seven, and they're tied at 38. The shot on the other end off the rim two times, no good. Benedictine coming off the rebound. It belongs to Jaden Timmy. 17-17 to go in the game. Ravens coming down the court. Cruz for three, well short. And a rebound again by Mid-America. On the other end of the court, the ball is going to be lost, knocked out of bounds. And boy, we got a Mid-America player crying down there. Caleb Jones McCrary really upset that the call went against him. He will pick up the foul. And that is, I have three for him. 17:04 to go in the main ball game. And it's 38-38. Benedictine coming up the floor, and here comes Jaden Bristol. He's going to walk it up here. Eric Cruz struggling on it. Just checking his numbers. He's 1 of 7 shooting the ball. 1 of 5 from the outside. Here's Bristol for three, and it does not go in, and rebound out of bounds to Mid-America. For Benedictine, you're going to get Ahmad Lewis back into the game. 16:47 to go in the contest. 38-38, Benedictine here at Mid-America. Cruz was 1 of 7. Chris Jackson and Tyson Caffey both 1 of 3 in the first half. Saxton, 3 out of 4, playing well. Here's a pass over to the left side. Mid-America with the ball. Cameron Brady tried to back in, turns, fade, shoots, Kansas. Cameron Brady has 11. And it's 40-38 Mid-America at the 16:20 mark to go in the game. Matt Austin hitting half of his shots. Jaden Bristol just over half. 3 of 6 and 3 of 5. Here's a feed to the left side. Tyson Caffey in there, and he'll reach up and lay it up and in. Nicely done, Tyson. 4 points, Tyson Caffey. Tied again now at 40. We're 4 minutes into the second half. Trey Brown feeds to Anthony. The shot across, and the layup is going to be up a good end. Going right over the top. Caleb Jones. No. That's Anthony Brown going right over the top of Tyson Caffey. Brown has 9. 42-40. Mid-America back in front. Here's Bristol in and up and misses it. Tyson Caffey goes up and just doesn't grab the ball, pushes it with his hands, and it goes out of bounds, and Benedictine turns it over again. So for the Ravens, my goodness, the turnovers beginning to add up a little bit now, and it's a 42-40 Mid-America lead, and they've got the basketball with 15:27 to go. Pioneers around to the right side, push it off on top. There to McCrary. Kicking down to the baseline, it's going to be Trey Brown. Out on top, lining up, all alone. It's a three, perfect. No one around Jake Alexander, and a junior from McPherson, Kansas, throws down the three. Ravens down five now. It's 45-40. 15 minutes to go. And the ball's thrown away. Benedictine turns it over again. Here comes Mid-America down the floor. Out on top of it is going to be Trey Brown. He'll work his way over to the right side, working in front of Nicier Scott. Bombs it off on top to McCrary. The shot by Trey. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Up it comes. Nicier goes up and in and gets it. Nicier Scott for two. His first points of the game. 45-42. 14 and a half to go. Ravens trailing it by a bucket. Starting his way to the left side. Now reversing directions, going into the lane. The short shot is up and no good. And Tyson Campy comes down with a rebound. The defender's over his back, but they did not call Jones McCray for the foul. And we're going to get a timeout. Benedictine. Taking a break with the Ravens. Joseph at 14-13 to go in the game. Mid-America 45, Benedictine 42.
Valentine's Day is Monday, and we're giving you a chance to win big with love songs for Valentine's Day.
I fell into a ring of fire.
All you have to do is call in during the morning show at around 7:30 all this week.
Love is a burning thing.
Lyrics will be posted on our Facebook page. Call in and sing that song, and you'll be registered to win with prizes from Dairy Queen Grill and Chill of Atchison, Snap Fitness, Taco John's of Atchison, AFA Advisors, formerly Regan Tax and Accounting, Poor Richards, The Artist Box, and Jock Snitch.
And Eliza, Kansas, Tom Count, 50 court sign, Joseph, producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studios. And as we return, Saxton puts the ball in play. Benedictine is back on offense. Ravens around the right side. Nicier kicks it down low to Timmy. Back out on top, Ahmad. And he will turn it over. We get a foul, another illegal screen set by Jaden Timmy. It will be his third foul of the evening. Benedictine, two team fouls in the second half. One on Matt Austin and that one there on Timmy. And back up with it will come Mid-America. Pioneers of the basketball leading it here by three. Anthony Brown has the top side. Scoots over to the left. Kicks it right. Uncontested three. Up and in. No problem. You can leave somebody like Jake Alexander all alone like that. He's got eight already in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Jake Alexander lighting it up. The feed comes underneath. The shot is up by Timmy. Missed it. Got his own rebound and put it up and in. So it's down 48-44. Benedictine down a half a dozen, a moment ago, back to within four. And we're at 13-13 to go. Pioneers work left side. That's Trey Brown with it. Way out on top. Lobs will give it over. Right side. Backing in is going to be Anthony Brown. Spins, turns, twists. The shot is gone. Lobs is, he gets a lot of steps. 50-44. 12:50 to go in the game. Benedictine comes out on top. The three is launched, and that is air ball short by Tyson Caffey. Tyson squared it from on top. Nobody was around him, so he just took the shot, but it was rather short. Back up with it comes Mid-America. Pioneers with a basketball leading it by six, and now we've got a whistle off the ball. The foul is going to be on Ahmad Lewis. So for Ahmad, it'll be foul number two. Timmy's coming out and Tyson Caffey coming off the floor. It will be Mid-America basketball coming in down at their baseline. Pedro Lopes will take the inbound. They'll go over to the right side. Gets it there to Anthony Brown. Backs away. Pushes off a little bit on Ahmad. Skip pass comes off on top. Shot clock at 7. Here's an uncontested 3, and another one's good. And again, for some reason, Benedict refuses to defend Jake Alexander. He's hit 3 threes and 2 more. He's got 11 points already in the second half. We're not 8 minutes in. He's got 11. And it's now 53-44, and the Ravens find themselves trailing it by 9. 12 minutes ago in the game. Topside with it is going to be Cruz. He'll start left. Pulls it up. Feeds inside. Saxton passes 4 behind him. Saxton couldn't handle it. Mid-America comes up the court. Here's an uncontested 3 left side. 3 more. Mid-America's going to run away with this, and the Ravens don't put a break on. That was Anthony Brown for 3. And the Ravens get into the fourth quarter. They're going to take a timeout. A break they can use. With 11:37 to go in the game, we got a timeout on the floor. Mid-America 56, Benedictine 44.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas. Benedictine in some trouble here with 11:37 to go in the game as Mid-America in the last 4.5 minutes, okay, they have outscored Benedictine 16-4 in a game that was tied at 40 is now a 56-44 Pioneer lead. Ravens been outscored from the bench, badly outscored on second chance points, badly outscored points in the paint, badly outscored at fast break points. I mean, right now, Mid-America is just the team with the momentum. Here we go. Ravens are going to come out of the timeout. Let's see what adjustments they may or may not have made. As Bristol will bring it out on top. Here's Ahmad with it. Lewis goes around to the right side. Back to Bristol. Matt Austin. Austin bumped around by Anthony Brown. Shot clock's already at 9. Matt leans in, puts it off the window and scores. Nicely done by Matt Austin. And that's his first point of the second half and his 10th point of the game. It's 56-46. And we're at 11:10 to play. Pioneers will come back down with it. Brown, the 6'5 Olathe native. Gets it back over to the left side. Trying to back in on Ahmad Lewis. Comes out on top. Can he hit another one? That one won't go in. Finally, a miss for Jake Alexander. Boy, I tell you what. Jake, 4 of 6 from the outside and 3 of 5. Or 4 of 6 shooting and 3 of 5 three-point shooting tonight. And now we're going to get a foul on Mid-America. It's going to be on Pedro. This is his first foul today and lops. Will stay in the game. 10:47 to go. We're approaching the midpoint of the second half. Officials slowing things way down for whatever reason. I guess they must have been counting off the ball, and it'll be Jaden Bristol inbounding at 4 BC. Bristol looking to inbound. Looking, comes way out on top to Ahmad Lewis. 10:40 to go. Ahmad has the ball topside. Tries to drive in trouble, kicks it back to Matt. Austin. Working in front of Brown. Plays off a little screen. Back door goes. Cruz driving away. Perfect. Nicely done and well executed. Cruz will get the bucket. Only his 5th point of the game. And an assist there for Matt Austin. It is 48-56 Mid-America. 10:15 to go. The ball's going to be knocked away out at the baseline by Saxton. And Mid-America will take a loss out of the ball game. And coming back in again, it's going to be Caleb Jones-McCray. He continues to lead his team in scoring. He and Anthony Brown with a dozen apiece. Brady and Alexander with 11 apiece. So those four guys have what? 46 points of his team 56. A foul by Benedict and for Ahmad Lewis. That'll be three. 14 fouls for Benedict and here in the second half. And we are right at the 10-minute mark. Here's Trey Brown. Back out on top. Brady feeds it over. The three misses and a rebound. Thuston. Oh, I love watching Saxon Thuston with a rebound. He gets up so high. Now here's a drive to the right side. Bristol in and up. And we're going to have a foul on Mid-America. The foul is going to be on Trey Brown. It's going to be his first. And the under 10 media timeout occurs now. Taking a break at 9:54 to go in the game. Mid-America 56, Benedictine 48.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Beautiful evening outside. Great to have you with us here inside as the Benedict and Ravens on the road are being forced now to battle back. Trailing a moment ago by a dozen. They have narrowed it down a little bit, trying to get out 56 to 48, 9:54 left. For Mid-America coming out of the court, you got Drew Smith and Cameron Brady. I see Caleb Jones-McCrary. Going to bring Trey Brown back in, and along with him is going to be Anthony Brown. Here we go, and Benedictine is going to be putting it back in play. Ravens feed into the middle. The shot goes up. No good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine. Ravens going to get another opportunity here. It'll be brought in by Jaden Bristol. Comes out on top. Here's Matt Austin with it. Passed over to the right side. It's going to be slapped away and out of the hands of Chris Jackson. Knocked out of bounds. And with 9:38 to play in the game, the shot clock will be at 16 as the Ravens bring it in from the far side. Just about directly across from me, and I'm adjacent to the bench. So, again, perhaps around that 28-foot line. Here's Bristol with it on the left side. Kicks it underneath to Cruz. Absolutely didn't see the ball coming. He was going to have an easy layup. And now it'll be picked up by Thuston, who goes up and scores it. Nice rescue by Saxton Thuston for his ninth point of the game, and it's 56-50. BC battling back with 9:20 to go. Top side with it is going to be Trey Brown over to the baseline left. Back in the Mid-America, pushing, shoving, getting underneath. Shot blocked from behind by Cruz. Pick back up it again, dropping his shoulder, shoving and pushing it. The Ravens are going to steal it back. They're letting him. They let some mayhem occur. To the right side, Austin, three. Rebound. Saxton follows. Yes, Thuston took it away from the big guys in the middle. Saxton Thuston, 11 points. 56-52. And Rocky says, I want to talk about this. Give me the full timeout. Taking a break with the Pioneers at 8:47 to play in the game. Ravens battling back. Mid-America 56, Benedictine 52.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Nice little crowd on hand here in Olathe, Kansas this evening for college basketball. Benedictine at Mid-America. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. 8:47 to go in the guys' game. Opening game of the night. it was a heartbreaking loss for the Benedictine ladies, and the BCK is trying to see if they can avoid that same fate, trailing here by four, but still with some time. For Mid-America, you've only got three fouls on one player. For Benedictine, you have three fouls on Ahmad Lewis and on Jaden Timmy. Mid-America is going to come out on the floor, and they're going to have Cameron Brady, Trey Brown, and Anthony Brown, Jake Alexander, and Caleb Jones-McCreary. For Benedictine, I'm scanning across here, and it looks like about the starting five of Chris Jackson, Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz, Saxon Thuston, Matt Austin. Pioneer basketball is Coach Lamar in his final regular season home game ever as head coach, retiring at the end of the year. Call that timeout. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Big guy goes up. Shot blocked by Thuston. What a play. Saxon Thuston rejecting the shot of 6'8". Caleb Jones-McCreary. Here comes Benedictine. Coach Booty will direct a little traffic here from way out on top. Saxon backing into the lane. Dishes it over to Cruz. He will step inside. Back to Saxon and throws it away. Ravens. See, Thuston thought he was going to take the shot. Eric normally does take that shot. Thuston had already turned his attention toward the rim and the possibility of an offensive rebound. Never seen that pass coming his way. 8 minutes to go in the game. Mid-America back down court with the basketball, still leading it by four. Here's the 16-foot turnaround. It's up and barely rips the net as it's going to fall through for Cameron Brady, and he's got 13. It is 58-52. I mean, we've got 7:47 to go. Cruz comes out on top. Bristol from 15 goes and hits it. Bristol will knock down his 9 points of the game. 58-54. Benedictine again. Back within a couple of possessions and 7.5 to go. A little push. A turnaround shot. It won't go in. And we're going to get Pioneer free throws, I think. The foul is going to be on Eric Cruz for BC. It's going to only be a couple of fouls for Eric to go with his 5 points tonight. Coming to the line for Mid-America is going to be Anthony Brown. A couple of shots here. First one, yes. So Anthony Brown is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 13 points is what I've got him for. That has him tied for his team's lead. Now 14 will give it to him. And it's 60-54. BC into the forecourt with 7:20 left. Bristol down the left side, right in front of the scorer table here. Starts left, comes out on top. Timmy's back into the game. He will drive in, dump it off down low, and again the Ravens throw the ball away. Trying to pass into the middle. You got three defenders surrounding your teammates and trying to force it in. Back it'll come over to the right side. Trey Brown looks to back in. No, one-handed push pass comes back off on top. Going to be handled there by McCreary. Top side to Brady. He'll launch and hit another three. Cameron Brady is scoring it up tonight. 63-54. Ravens down 9. And now Benedict's inbound pass stolen by Trey Brown. He's got 5. 65-54. Benedict with a double-digit deficit. 6.5 to play. Got the work cut out for him now. Here's Matt Austin. He will drive left. Keeps the dribble alive. Brings it back out on top to Chris. Jackson will go 3. No. Rebound, Mid-America. 4 white jerseys beneath the goal looking for the rebound at Saxon Thuston. Other than that, no one. And Mid-America back down the floor with 6:10 to go. They lead by 11. Pioneers taking it out on top. They're going to stretch it out. Anthony Brown slides around to the left side. Goes off the block, and I think we got a foul on Thuston, perhaps. So for Saxton, it'll be foul number 2. Mid-America will have 20 back on the shot clock, 6:02 to go, and Trey Brown will bring it in. Comes off on top to McCreary. Back over to Trey. And now we've got a foul off the ball. It's against Benedictine and the Ravens with team foul 7. Are going to put Mid-America at the free throw line for the 1+. The whistle's going to be blown on Chris Jackson. It's only Chris's first foul. 1 foul, 2 points for Chris Jackson tonight. Free throw is good. He'll earn the bonus. And Anthony Brown has hit four in a row after missing his first one. Here comes Nysir. So that free throw does not matter. The officials blew the horn, but the shot was taken by Anthony Brown. Went right in, but it won't count. Now we're going to get it again. This one, he'll get it anyway. Simple. 67-54. Ravens down now 13 points. We're under 6 minutes to go. Jaden Bristol up the floor with it. He'll start left, plays off the screen, works to the wing, accelerates into the lane, cuts it over to the right side to Matt. Austin will start to drive in. If Mid-America with this big lead, you can start risking a little bit. You can gamble a little. You can play a little more loose. Here's a nice driving shot up and good by Matt. He's got a dozen. 67-56. But again, with this kind of a lead, you can take a few risks. You can gamble a little bit. 5.5 minutes to go. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Brady. Mid-America being wisely patient. Baseline left. There's a hot hand over there with Brady. Now the feed in the middle and a two-handed flush. The bucket is up and good underneath by Caleb Jones-McCrary. And it is now 69-56. Again, Benedictine down 13. And we're going to get a foul inside. And it's going to be on Trey Brown. Trey protests. First to one official, then to the other. And he is arguing hard. It is his second foul of the game, and his team's fourth. It's not as if it matters at all. And he is arguing strongly out there. Here comes the ball in play, and here comes Benedictine with it. Back to the left side. It's going to be knocked away from Cruz and slapped out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball down to the baseline. 15 on the shot clock and only 4:48 to play in the game. 69-56 Mid-America. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, where this conference is so jammed up. Join us on Sports Look tomorrow night. We're going to explain exactly how the playoffs work. Who is where after tonight's game? Oh, nice three for Jaden to Timmy. And it is 69-59. 4.5 left. Yeah, so we're going to break down exactly where everybody stands after tonight's contest and explain to you how the tie-breaking system works, how many teams go in, where they come from, how they're determined. And we'll also go so far as to tell you if one of them stops today, which, of course, is kind of just a fun thing because it doesn't stop. But as of this moment, who would be in? Bristol with a free throw. Shot is up. No good. Here comes Benedictine down the court. The feed over to the left side. Timmy backs in. Bumps, dishes. 3-point for Cruz. Nope. And again, 4 white shirts underneath the goal. Everybody for Benedictine and Brooklyn have gone back to the other end of the court. There is no offensive rebound. And now we're going to get a Pioneer timeout. Taking a break with Mid-America at 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the game. Mid-America 69, Benedictine 59.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Happy to have you with us here on Cure Radio for college basketball this evening. 4:03 to go in the game. Benedictine trailing Mid-America by double figures. It is a 69-59 Pioneer lead. Ravens coming out of the court. Let me see. As they come out, it'll be nice here. Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and it'll be Jaden Bristol, last guy in
from the near sideline. Peter Branko putting it in play right in front of head coach Lamar. And it'll come into Trey Brown out on top. Here we go. 4 minutes to play now. Trey scoots to the left side. The shot clock is at 19. 3:50 to go in the game. Over to the baseline right, stepping inside the circle. A fadeaway long two. In and out, no good. And Chris just kind of lets it fall in front of him. That's Timmy pick it up. It's always risky business. PC will come into the forecourt with Bristol. Ray was slowing this thing way down, trailing by 10. That's still plenty of time, but can't afford to waste any. Back and in. Timmy gets tripped and knocked to the floor, and there's going to be a blocking foul underneath on Cameron Brady. Brady tried to lock up, and he knocked Timmy to the ground, picking up his third foul of the game to go with his 16 points. Most coaches are going to take that trade, right? I will give three fouls for 16 points. Just taking a moment to scope this up. Now, I hear the yelling in the background. Now what we've got is the, is this the prince? Is this like the heir to the crown? Is that the heir to the throne right there, you think? Okay, I assumed so. Here's an upcourt pass, and Mid-America is going to steal it. Ravens don't hustle down the court to pick it up, and the driving layup is going to be up and roll around, and it's good. How about that? That'll be the 16th point of the game for Caleb Jones-McCray. Here's the shot on the other end, missing Benedictine. Not able to score. Trey Brown will bring it down court. The voice you heard in the background, and I was talking to my neighbor here at the scorer's table, was Adam Hepker. And you remember Adam as he was a really fine player for Mid-America basketball in the years gone by. Coach Hepker now is the assistant coach, and he is the heir apparent to the job being vacated by Coach Lamar as he retires. Hepker played here as a starting point guard from 04 to 08. Took teams to the national tournament all 4 years that he was on the club. He was a good one. There are no two ways about it. Then he went and coached head coach at OUAZ, the Ottawa University of Arizona, for 4 years until last year. He was up at Grandview for a couple of years. So he has traveled a little bit, seen a bit of the world, got some experience, and now coming back and will be the new head coach here at Mid-America. The bucket is going to be good in Brown. With a couple of more points, makes it now 72 to 59. Benedictine with 2:40 to go. 3-point shot is up for Timmy. No good. Mid-America coming up the floor with the basketball. 2.5 minutes to play, leading it by 13. Pioneers looking to push by Benedictine in the standings. Here's a... if I can't refresh this. The shot in the middle, and it's up and two more for Caleb Jones. 18 points out for Jones. Wow. Here's a feed underneath, and the Ravens go up for the shot. It will not go in. And again, Crandy the Fisher's teammate grabs him by the jersey and yanks Caleb Jones back. Jones will pick up his fourth foul. 2:06 to play. 74 to 59. The free throw. Up and good, Jaden Bristol. And he's at double figures now. I have him. One more shot coming up here for Jaden. Mid-America at 8-7. The second free throw is also good. And the Benedictine. And this is going to be a bump for the Ravens as they're going to fall down a little bit. Inbound pass slapped away by Nysir. Inbound it comes, and Mid-America nearly loses it. It's going to be stolen away by Ahmad. Here's Timmy for three. That thing is short. Nice rebound. BC's going to stretch it back out on top. Bristol will drive in. They will let him go up with the layup, which he misses.
And the rebound's going to be pulled down by Mid-America with a minute 50 to go. Up court with it, and Kimmy reaches in, committing a foul. So Jaden Kimmy is going to have, for me, I think, four fouls. Four fouls for Kimmy to go along with his 10 points tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Mid-America, it'll be Trey Brown. Trey doesn't score a lot tonight. 5 points, his free throw's no good. Going to have one more shot coming up here. Minute 48 to play. Trey Brown taking his time, sends the second one right in. It is now 75-61. It's going to be a big win for Mid-America here tonight. Minute 40 to go. Ravens coming up the floor with it. It's going to be big in the standings. And again, tune into Sportsbook tomorrow night as we break that all down for you and explain how it works and what this all means. What it means is nothing good for the Ravens. Baseline shot for Saxton. Can't hit the three. Rebound. Pull back down by Mid-America. We're at a minute 20 to go. Ravens down 14. Get out. Pioneers rolling down the right side. Change directions. Lob it over to the left. Are they going to take a timeout here? No. Maybe. Just maybe. Coach Lamar, we get that final timeout here at home, and now a reach in and a foul called against Benedict. And it is going to be on Saxton. So for Saxton Houston, it'll be three personal fouls. And coming to the free throw line for Mid-America, I have got Jones. Shot? No. His first free throw effort of the game is unsuccessful for Caleb Jones-McCrary. Second one will be good. And with that, he has 19. Leads all scores, and we are in the final minute now of the game. Over to the left side, Saxton. His shot rejected. Houston goes up from deep in the corner, has his shot thrown out. Benedictson will be putting it into play right in front of the bench. It will come in. Out on top, Bristol. He'll drive left. Kicks it over to Saxton. Back out on top to Matt. Austin needs some help. Gets it back. Here's a long three. Saxton wide to the right side. And Mid-America, 9 seconds through the shot clock and the game clock, and they're going to slow it up. And again, four Mid-America players locking up the floor. Trey Brown coming up the court, pumping his fist, coming over and shaking hands with his coach and visiting with him as the clock winds down. Mid-America burning it down. The crowd chants Rocky. Shot clock's at 10. Bank slowly letting the clock work its way down. Are they going to take a long shot? They are, and Ravens are going to put it in. And will Benedictine take a shot? The only question pretty much remaining here tonight. It will come in a nice ear. He brings it up. Drives to the baseline. Goes up. He'll lay it in. Final score tonight. Mid-America, 76. Benedictine, 63. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Want to own a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room?
locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Bell Family Arena. We're going to have a little Fat Brown. It is going to be Coach Lamar talking to the crowd. Although a lot of them are bailing out. I'm surprised to see that. I would think they would want to hear from him in his final regular season home game in front of his fans and in the gymnasium and on the court that bears his autograph. That's it. Let's recap the ball game here this evening. First of all, for Mid-America, tremendous game. Anthony Brown had 17, but it was Caleb Jones-McCrary, 19 Toledo scores. Anthony Brown, 17. Cameron Brady, 16 and 11 for Jake Alexander to lead the way for Mid-America. For Benedictine, four players in double-digit scoring. A dozen apiece for Jaden Bristol and Matt Austin, 11 and 9 for Saxon Thuston, and Jaden Timmy with 10. It falls in two. Eric Cruz with 5 points, four each for Nicer and Tyson. Three tonight for Ahmad and Chris Jackson with two. So that said, Benedictine, their record now goes to 14 and 11. They are 8 and 8 in the conference for Mid-America. This is big. They're 14 and 12, and they are now 9 and 7 in a conference. So a tied two teams in this conference, no longer a couple of tied teams here after this one. And I'm sitting here kind of fighting in my head, is Coach Moody going to want to come in and talk to me? But he always does. He's so good about doing that. And yet, we have the gym very quiet listening to the retirement remarks of Coach Rocky Lamar here in front of us. And he is a guy that everybody's going to want to hear and going to want to listen to. And that said, we're going to just call it a night and let him have his due here this evening. A couple of tough games for Benedictine. The Ravens and Lady Ravens drop a pair here tonight to Mid-America. Tomorrow night, sports look right after the news. At Friday night, high school hoops, JCN. Saturday afternoon, Ravens are at home. Two home games left. Saturday, they will host Baker at 2-4. Come on up, watch them. I want to thank you for having me join us. Until we reach you next time for our man Joseph at the Kara Sports Studio. From Olathe, Kansas, Tom Gout. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.